93.1 The Party in the morning.
War of the Roses on the way in 7 minutes. John's tired. He went to the weekend last night.
I did indeed.
The concert.
Smelled his cotton candy dressing room afterwards.
How do you do that? How do you have a cotton candy dressing room?
He had one of those cool humidifiers where it changes colors and blows like the steam up in the air. I don't know if it's a flavoring you put in there or what it was, but it smelled magical.
That's very cool.
It was magical, and his hands are very soft.
Oh. Hi, sir. You have soft hands.
I mean, I was going to say
moisturizes.
That, but we were busy talking about Adderall.
So, oh, my gosh.
You know.
I wanted to say hi and play a quick video, if I could. when we meet in public and we say we would like for you to say hi to us and vice versa, and we'll take a selfie, we'll give you a hug, we'll do whatever, my new favorite thing to do is shoot video.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially if you have something to say to someone on the show who's not there. So this was at a Target. And
oh boy.
John, you weren't at the Target at the time.
I was not.
No, you weren't. So.
All right, John. Hey, John. Hi, and tell you to suck it.
My man. All right. I can appreciate that. In the middle of Target.
That's awesome.
Hey, Kate, do me a favor. Can you tell John to suck it? I'm like,
yeah.
No, hold on.
You tell him.
You tell him.
You do the honor. That's awesome.
He had mad beard game, too. Look at this. Look at
hey,
his
John,
beard.
This is Ryan. We met the Taylor Swift
oh,
concert.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
he does
Ryan's
have a great
got
beard.
A good beard right. going on, by the way.
I love
so
him.
So whenever you see us out,
Tell me to suck it.
Yeah, just tell John to either suck it or you can. We'll record a video with you too.
Oh yeah, Snapchat stories, my favorite thing to do.
Oh gosh, and it was bad. I was buying some weird stuff at Target. You would have thought.
Why?
I was,
what were you buying?
I needed a shovel and tarp and just
oh,
like, you know,
cinder blocks.
That does not look incriminating at all.
Don't ask. Everybody's fine. It's Taylor Swift now. Rose, when we talk about War of the Roses, it's
yes.
It's not done in a mean spirit. Like, we don't just randomly call somebody.
No.
There's usually a backstory behind.
There's a reason for it.
Right.
A suspicion, if you will.
Yeah, that there's been cheating going on, and 80% of the time, John, would you say that everybody's cool, calm, and collected?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we just hang up the phone and pretend like it never happened.
Yeah, and we go, oh. Could have called somebody else and maybe gotten a good one. Are you ready for your little roses fix?
Yes.
Absolutely.
For your Monday? By the way, this is our guilty addiction. Every Monday at this time, we do brand new roses.
Yes.
You ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When Cain calls your man, he'd better choose you.
I'm telling you right now that the Friendsgiving parties are huge this year. We've been invited to several.
Mm-hmm.
So they're starting earlier and earlier because you can't have Friendsgiving, then go to another Friendsgiving.
Yeah,
go to another Friendsgiving.
Or too close to the actual Thanksgiving.
So this is the one that actually happened when, Abby?
It was, I'm accidentally not engaged to you anymore, you
You're getting started with the Cain Show. Connect with Cain on Instagram by searching Cain Show. He'll follow you back and double tap those pics of babies, kittens, and fighter jets. Action by December 14th.
This is 93.1 The Party, Vegas' party station. Is it Mari or Marie?
I believe it's Mari, M-A-R-I.
Okay.
I had a dog named Mari once.
Did you?
True story. She's not alive anymore, but...
Aww.
Oh, John!
Recipes,
just letting
Mari.
You know. We miss you, Mari.
What if you were getting married... And you tie the knot,
fantastic.
Walking down the aisle, holding hands. With,
as you sometimes
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get married. I do. Yay! Big party, big reception. And you find out that your wife happened to call one of her ex-boyfriends just to say, hey, the day of the wedding.
Why would you do that?
Well, Mari's in trouble today because it happened on Saturday.
Nope.
Mm. And we need nope.
I would be not a happy camper.
Okay.
I wouldn't be happy either if he did it. Like, if it was reversed.
But what about it? I mean, if it was just like, hey, just wanted to say hi.
But what's the point of calling them on your wedding day?
You should be thinking of me.